Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, Mr. Thanksgiving, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Well, you know, I'm feeling better this morning.
I'm glad you
are. What went wrong with you?
We'll go into that in a second. It is just so frustrating. But anyhow, as I stand here, I can tell you that I think we're on the lucky side as far as weather goes. Why do I mean that? Because we don't have to worry about big storms in and around Thanksgiving. Maybe by the end of the weekend or Monday, but certainly not now. So that is a good thing. Let's talk about today. Sun would pass and clouds, you'll love it. Mid-50s, clear tonight, mid-30s. Wednesday, cloudy with the amount with late showers. That's a front coming in, mid-50s. Behind the front, Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy. There'll be a cold, gusty wind. We'll be in the 40s, but at least you don't have to worry about rain or snow. Friday, Black Friday, will be bright Friday. Sunny and breezy, 40 to 45. Your Saturday will be sunny, and we'll have highs near 40. And then Sunday, there is a chance of a wintry mix again with highs in the 30s. And that will continue to part of Monday. So that is the biggest problem of the entire four-day weekend would be Sunday. And we'll try to zone in on that and become a little bit more specific tomorrow. And in the meantime, I mean, the Dakotas, the Rockies, the upper Midwest, they're just going to get hit with snow like you can't believe. Just unbelievable.
Well, so good for them.
Yeah, so lucky for us. Yeah. So why am I, I'm exhausted, to be honest with you, Marshall. I didn't think I was going to be staying up to watch Dancing with the Stars because I have it taped, you know, DVR'd. But I was more or less forced into staying up and watching Dancing with the Stars. I've been having problems with the computer keyboard. The caps lock.
Okay.
Does not work. So, and I have I had a real expensive computer keyboard that lights up for underneath and the whole bit. I said to myself, well, you know what? That's the only key that's giving me a problem. So I went to Best Buy yesterday and I bought another keyboard, another Logitech. It still has backlighting, which is nice. Connected it, same thing's happening. So I called Logitech. So I'm saying, what is going on? 2 hours on the phone with them. Retried three Logitech keyboards, three different ones, all the same. Then we plugged in a wired keyboard that goes to the computer, and the same thing. So after 2 hours, they said, Pat, this appears to be a Microsoft Word problem. A Microsoft problem, not Word.
Right.
So I proceed to call Microsoft. 3 hours on the phone with Microsoft after 2 hours on with Logitech. We have gotten nowhere. I had to cut them off last night. It was 9:30. And, you know, they're in the Philippines. And I said, listen, this is going to have to continue tomorrow. I said, I just can't stay up any longer. And she was very nice. She said, all right, fine. But they not only updated Windows 10, but then they wiped it out and reinstalled it. And after that didn't work, they went back and they said, go to the former version of Windows 10. Then they went and they updated all the drivers. And that didn't work. They checked, you know, all the toggle switches and all that, and on and off, and all of that. Nothing works. So right now, Marshall, my caps lock is not on. If I press it, it doesn't even light up.
Have you tried a totally different keyboard? Not Logitech, the same thing?
The one that I had prior to this was not Logitech. I think it was C something. It's actually a gaming keyboard, the one prior to this. And it was $129.
This one,
yesterday was 60 something.
I've never heard. I've heard of a key going bad, but I've never heard of. Have you just tried? You only have Word. What programs do you have? Microsoft Word.
Microsoft Word, yeah.
Okay. Do you have Notepad on that computer?
I believe so. We tried Notepad. Didn't work.
Didn't work on Notepad.
We tried it, but believe me. I mean, I wasn't on with Microsoft Word for 3 hours.
It doesn't. It happens in email and stuff like that too.
Yes. Yep. And have you noticed my post on Facebook this morning? It's all in caps. And I explained it. I apologized.
People think you're just yelling in all caps.
I know. But, you know, it's rude. So here's where I stand. Now, the only thing left, Marshall, is to call the computer manufacturer, which is Lenovo. And I will call them. Somebody on the internet, when I was sitting here last night watching them fly around the screen, I was on my other computer, which is to my left, and I'm trying to see if I can get the headway with it. Someone said that they had the problem with their Lenovo, and it was an on-screen display, and they said you had to pretty much wipe out the on-screen display and go to this link and reinstall it. I'm not going to attempt that. Sure. I'm really not going to attempt it because I don't want to mess it up, you know. So I'm going to have to call them today, but I've never seen anything like it. And you may say, so what is the big deal? Well, the big deal is...
It's a big deal. I mean, yeah, of course it's a big deal.
It's a big deal, especially when it comes to passwords.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're typing, that whether you're in upper or lower case, then you get to say incorrect password. And that's what I'm getting. So it's just a mess. And you can't blame me for being exhausted and frustrated today, but these are, at one point they put me up to a level 2 technician at Microsoft because the guy was very, very nice. His name was Vince. He said, I'm gonna have to go up higher. He said, and get you over to another department. And they didn't do any better.
The higher up you go, the better English they speak.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, that's wrong. I shouldn't have said that. That was a wrong joke. It was an easy mark, and I shouldn't have done it. So I apologize post-haste.
Right. So I don't know what's going to happen here, but, you know, what am I supposed to do, throw away the computer?
It's not. They'll find. It's got to be some weird thing that they'll find. They'll find, but if it's on your motherboard, yeah, it's just as you might as well get another computer if it's on the motherboard. Something went wrong on the motherboard, but it just sounds too weird to be something like that.
Yeah, I bet you Marshall has never ran into this problem, so he's not going to be able to help me.
No, the caps lock are big for me because everything when we put a card on the computer, everything's in capital, okay?
Right.
And everything, and so if I ever lost the ability for caps lock and unlock, I'd go crazy. I'd just throw the computer out the window and I'd get a new computer. Because you just need it too much. It's too important.
Yeah, well, that's at the stage I am right now because if I have to type anything like you do in caps, I have to hold down the shift key and... You know, with one hand and type with the other hand.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, there's not much time here for me to do all of this stuff, so it's really slowing me down tremendously. But if you see, you know, at least your forecasts are always done in caps, so I don't have a problem there. But again, now by hitting this cap lock, it's not even lighting up now.
Yeah,
it's not even lighting up.
And it's there's something with the computer.
Something's up. Yep.
All right.
Well, anyhow, thank you for your ears and listening. And I would say you get out there and enjoy the day. Are you going to the city today?
No. Today I'm going to take the mums that are dead and but were frozen from the couple of days we had. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the frozen mums out of their big containers so I don't have to, so they're not frozen in there all winter, so I can put some greens in there for the winter time.
Good idea.
Yeah, so today's going to be the day to do it.
Yeah, it is going to be a very nice mild day, so enjoy that, and I'll keep you posted not only on the weather for Sunday, but I'll keep you posted on Pat's key.
I want to know more about it.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
All right, Pat, take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye, Marcia.
Bye-bye. Pat Picanello this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.